Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is September 21st, 2023. This is one of those just incredibly unfortunate news. I'm a little out of sorts right now. It's one of those unfortunate days with unfortunate news. Really sucks. Before we get into any of this, I just want to make some things very clear. Please be respectful. Please do not fantasy book people getting fired. Please do not celebrate people getting fired. This is people's livelihoods. If you see fake accounts, fake Fightful or Sean Ross App accounts out there, please report those. I do not find that funny. It isn't a funny joke to troll about people losing their jobs or their livelihoods or, you know, the potential future with their families. So please do us a solid and report those fake accounts as well. But be respectful to the best of your ability. Otherwise, we don't need you here. But unfortunately, WWE release is happening today. There was a little bit of confusion earlier on because Mustafa Ali was the first to announce it. And initially, it was implied to me, No broader cuts. Then someone hit me up and said, no, there are. That was a miscommunication. We have not learned anything about whether or not these are done or if they're going to continue or anything like that. We're asking about it. We're following up. We're trying to get all the details that we can. But as things stand, Mustafa Ali was the first. Emma was another one. The day that they announced a WWE pay-per-view in her home country, Dolph Ziggler, we confirmed. Shelton Benjamin, Elias, Rick Boogs, Aliyah, and Top Dollar of Hit Row. Now, again, I'm not sure when these will continue. I will be around throughout the evening. I will be taking some time off this afternoon as well, but you can keep it locked to Fightful. I have a free thread, a free news post on FightfulSelect.com that you guys can check out that we will be updating. So we'll be updating that. We'll be answering your questions here as well. Andrew's saying Shelton will go down as one of the most wasted talents in wrestling history. Don't want to hear he wasn't great on the mic. Give him a manager. This I completely agree with. Anybody who says, oh, yeah, but the mic skills, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They've never really given him an opportunity at any point. He had a slight opportunity in 2004, and they didn't capitalize on that. They were so, you know, obsessed with doing Reign of Terror stuff throughout that period. And by 2005, you know, they had their two guys. They had Cena and they had Batista. But after watching Shelton Benjamin for the last 20 plus years, you can't tell me that he couldn't have fit at the top of the card. You couldn't have told me that, or not told me that him doing like a Rob Van Dam, Terrell Owens type of thing where he knows he is exactly as good as he is could not have worked for him. Rob Van Dam was the template for him. Do you think they're done with main roster cuts? I truly believe Dolph can be a top five wrestler in the world. So we're going to have more details on that as well. On what we know about the future of some of these talent that will be on FightfulSelect.com later this evening. I don't want to speculate on whether or not this is done because I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. So I don't want to sit here and say yes, for sure. Dolph is 43, but he can still go in the ring. He keeps himself in great shape. He had considered not staying with WWE and they asked him to stay in the past. So that's kind of interesting. I've had people from other companies that had asked about Shelton Benjamin in recent months from multiple other companies as well. Emma's tweet broke my heart. Yeah, she had posted about her dream job and then said, well, never mind, I got released. Just, it's gutting. It's frustrating. It's heartbreaking. And this is never good. It's a never a good day, especially when they announce a $400 million increase in their rights fees. Shelton's mind is invaluable, a must get for AEW. And somebody says, do you think anyone goes to AEW? Yeah, I think Shelton and Ziggler both do, and they should. I don't know about Emma because they had the chance to get her and they didn't in the past, but I would imagine she'll head back over to Impact as well. That schedule seemed to work really, really well. That's one of the few interviews that I've outright just asked a company for. I wanted to talk to Emma because I had never done an interview with her, and she's a travel influencer as well. I don't know if a lot of you all know that, but I mean, she's very, very successful in doing that as well. Trista says Dolph is 43. Kenny Omega turns 40 next month. Plenty left in the tank. Listen, that 40 to 43 can be a lot. I'm not saying it is for Ziggler, but it can be a lot. You never know what somebody's 43 is compared to somebody else's 43. Like, I mean, you just don't know that as well. Sorry for the dead air. Obviously, I am getting information as this goes on as well. And 90-day non-competes attached to most of these is what FightfulSelect.com reported. Another person in the company brought up, like I said, that Emma got released right after they announced the Australia pay-per-view. That's brutal. Matt Hennessy says, I don't blame Hunter, Nick Khan, or WWE for the cuts. One man is to blame. Vince McMahon should have stayed retired, but his selfishness costs a lot of people their job and livelihood. F you, Vince. Listen, I don't know that for certain, but I can tell you that these cuts were not discussed under Triple H. In fact, they were rapidly accelerating the hiring because they needed depth. And what we saw here was a bunch of people that got cut that they just simply didn't use on the show or they didn't book in these appropriate spots. You can't sit here and tell me that Dolph Ziggler or Shelton Benjamin can't go. And I saw people saying like, oh, you haven't been interested in seeing them in ages. No, I haven't been interested in seeing them do nothing for ages. I want to see them do something. For people asking about Tegan Nox, I have not heard Tegan Nox's name mentioned as of yet. I have not heard that. I saw people mentioning Hit Row in totality. I was told that B-Fab and Tahuti had not been called. So that's not to say it won't happen, but haven't heard it. Connor, thank you so much. DFPN says Shelton Benjamin would be a good fit for the Blackpool Combat Club. I like that idea. I like that idea an awful lot. Man. Ooh. Listen, that's one of the better ideas I've heard recently. Damn, man. No one G Uncle says Ryan Nemeth's tweet a few days looks prophetic. It does. And I do have some details on what Ziggler's contract was that we're going to put on Select. Do you think anyone goes to AEW? As I mentioned, I think that Shelton and Ziggler do. So Elias hadn't been used in a very, very long time. I know he had been pitching ideas for quite some time as well. But I don't know exactly when that stopped. But, you know, we're going to find out the answer to that. We're going to have a monster post today on Fightful Select that is going to cover what we know about all the releases. Sean Obolensky says, mad about Ali, feel like WWE did him dirty when he asked for his release 2-ish years ago. He's so freaking talented, so creative. Give me Ali joining Miro in AEW. So Mustafa Ali is not only one of the people I know to be a wonderful person to deal with in the multiple times that I've interviewed him. He gets along with everybody. He works really, really hard. He's great in the ring. He's great at promos. He can produce his own promos. Like, Vince McMahon trusted this guy to do his own promo, like producing. Like, when he came into the company, Vince is like, yeah, just let me know what you got. Had some confidence in him. Now, there was something, and I don't know what it is yet, that Vince asked him to do that he would never have done. I don't know specifically what that was. I was just told it's not what they would have done, or not what he would have done. Connor says, Brian Alvarez says NXT cuts are believed to happen at 5 p.m. today. Any word on that? I don't know about the time, but I was told there were supposed to be some Performance Center cuts. Jamal says, Shelton has AEW ROH written all over him. The way WWE wastes talent is ridiculous. You can see Shelton being what AR Fox was supposed to be for the Mogul Embassy. I don't know if I think the Blackpool Combat Club is a better fit for him than the Mogul Embassy, to be honest with you. Is Johnny Gargano still good? He has not gotten a call as of yet. WWE confirmed that to me. Give me a deal and Buddy Matthews, 15 minutes on Collision. That would be really, really great. We know that they can work together. We know that they can have killer matches. We know that they can do something special. Absolutely. And by the way, he used the name Mustafa Ali well before WWE. Do you think these releases will impact the signing of Kyrie, joining of Jade, or the talent that hasn't been signed but not returning to TV yet? No, I don't. I think that they are back to normal on hiring, not to Triple H normal. But, yeah. Do you think Ziggler turned down being a trainer or another job in the company, worried about Zaya and Liv Morgan being released? Zaya is an interesting one because she popped back up on Monday at the main event tapings after not wrestling since July. Liv, I would be shocked if they would release Liv. Liv is one of those people who has a really good following on social media and has really developed the type of following that they want their talent to have completely separate of wrestling. Bagarov says, wish they were better utilized. Hope they land in a good spot. Sorry, Sean. I know it sucks to report this. Thank you for your work. It does suck to report this, man. It's the worst day. It's the absolute worst. I don't like it. KE775 says, did Shawn Michaels not know this was coming? He booked Ali on a pay-per-view. He didn't know it was coming, as best I know. From what I was told, he didn't know. And that sucks. That sucks. So Andrew says, 2023, walk with Elias. 2024, an Elijah walk. Yeah, I don't think he can use that name. And somebody's saying, would you be concerned about an NXT? Not fantasy booking people losing their job. Sorry, not doing that. Not speculating on stuff like that. I know you didn't mean anything negative by it or anything. But yeah, I think that like something like Elijah would work really, really well for him. I don't think he's going to go back to like Logan Shulo or anything like that. I think that he'll probably have another name. Any word on Mox injury? Had a bit of a concussion. Not a bit of a concussion. He had a concussion. He was telling people close to him he was okay. We'll see. Wool Hat Demon says, more opportunity than ever now in a post-territory world. Sad, but not too sad to the point of over-dramatizing. In 90 days, we'll see them again. Listen, man, you don't know that. There are a lot of people who got released in 2020 and 2021 who have never wrestled again. Did you ever see AOP wrestle again? Didn't see Top Dollar really much outside of WWE? There were a whole lot of these people. Nia Jax did not wrestle outside of WWE. Lana has not wrestled outside of WWE and just got hired. Matt says, the two that shocked me the most are Dolph and Ali. Dolph, I assume, was a lifer, and Ali was feuding with Dom for the North American title. Feel for Hunter. He rebuilt a lot of goodwill after all the Vince wrongdoings. Yeah, he had to go in and get a lot of depth hires. Triple H did, and he told a lot of the talent that too. He's like, listen, we need you to come in. We need the card filled out. We need a lot of things that were undermined by the previous regime. Dolph, I didn't necessarily think was a lifer because he's had plenty of a life outside of WWE, and he didn't really want to come back, I think, at one point a few years ago, and they talked him into staying. I assume there are going to be a good amount of NXT call-ups since there's a lot of main roster spots open. Are there, though? Are there? Because how much did they use Emma, Boogs, Aaliyah, Elias, Riddick Moss, Top Dollar, Shelton Benjamin, Dolph Ziggler, Mustafa Ali? None of these people were regularly on TV. None of them. And that's WWE's fault. Rick Boogs, it sucks. In the ring, I don't know if it was there. Emma, we don't know. We literally don't know because we never got to really see. Mustafa Ali, we know he's got everything. Dolph Ziggler, we know he's got everything. It's a matter of creatively satisfying programming. Shelton Benjamin, we know that he's got everything. It's a matter of creatively satisfying programming. Top Dollar can talk better than anybody wants to give him credit for. Worked really hard to get in shape, to get that in-ring in check. Elias, we know that he can get over massively. We know that he's able to. Aaliyah was never able to seem to put it together. And that, I mean, I don't think that, unfortunately, I don't think anybody was surprised. Any word on Edge or Cole's injury? Cole was taken to the hospital. He was on crutches last night. No word on Edge.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Does WWE have a rule on releasing injured talents? Yeah, ideally they don't. Wonder if Mandy Rose is being considered for rehire. I had heard there was no imminent plans for that. Desmond said, why did they bring Emma back if they weren't going to use her? Depth. That's legitimately why. It was a depth hire. Any word on how many more cuts are expected? Nope, I don't have that information. Any news on potential homes for Raw and NXT? They're still talking to USA Network. USA Network getting SmackDown. That, you know, you want the one that's football-proof, ideally. I'm surprised they're leaving it on Friday. I would have thought they would have done that on Thursday. Would have been a bigger number for them. But, I mean, it's a big deal for USA, NBC. Is getting 4 live specials as well. Mr. Acosta says, Cena just tweeted about Dolph Ziggler. Can see him coming back. I could too. Surprised to see guys like Moss, Boogs, and Elias get cut. They seemed like Vince guys. Listen, man, there is no more person that seemed like more of a Vince guy than Braun Strowman, and they cut him in the past too. Didn't WWE say they weren't going to do talent cuts recently? What happened there? No, they said they weren't doing them last Friday. Now, Nick Khan had told people in the past that they hadn't planned on doing talent cuts for a while, but that was around WrestleMania, and that was 6 months ago, man. From the list released today, who do you think WWE will eventually re-sign? Sort of what happened with Braun and Bray. Ziggler, Shelton, and maybe Emma again down the line. I really felt like when Emma first got released that she stood a chance to be one of the she stood a chance to be an indie draw because we didn't have a lot of globally exposed women's talent out there on the independent circuit. But she was able to secure herself in other fashion as well. Tony Baloney says, big thanks to Sean and Fightful for reporting this stuff and showing some respect to those who lost their jobs. Hoping everyone lands on their feet. As am I, man. I mean, we don't have anything to talk about without the talent that are being featured and not featured. Just the talent in general. We don't have anything to talk about if they aren't out there and they're risking their health every go around. Would you say this is a different approach mindset with these cuts as compared to the ones in 2021 and 2020? Yeah, because at least now there is a landscape that looks like they'll be hiring. But those are brutal, man. That one flooded the indie market. It flooded AEW. It flooded a lot of stuff. And I know back then a lot of people were like, oh, maybe this is the plan. What a stupid fucking plan that was. Give your competition a lot of opportunity. It's not a good idea at all. But yeah, I think there's a different approach and mindset. I can tell you, like, up until today, over the last year and a half or so, I hadn't really gotten confirmation from the company or any word of internal notifications about talent releases. They didn't say anything about Sasha, Naomi, Roderick Strong, Lacey Evans. It was just you can see what's going on with Lacey type of thing. But other than that, I didn't get any like real confirmation about it. They don't post .com articles anymore or anything like that. Now, by the way, if you're aggregating anything that I say from this podcast, please check with me first because, you know, there's a lot going on right now. I'm checking some stuff. There's always the chance that I could misspeak, and I'd rather get it right than have something irresponsibly aggregated, etc. Man. Block of Jeff says, sucks to see anyone get cut, but I'd love to see Ali in Impact. There'd be a good spot for him to shine. And for Dolph, I would love to see him be in AEW. Thanks for the update. Sucks that anyone has to be released. I specifically think Mustafa Ali, Shelton Benjamin, Dolph Ziggler are going to get heavily booked if they so choose. Dolph Ziggler at one point was one of the most over talent in wrestling. And if you need any evidence of that, go back and look at his run with Money in the Bank, his match with John Cena, and his Money in the Bank win. So, got a lot of people asking about Tegan, but I just asked somebody in WWE at all. Don't know why people would speculate on that without knowing it. How much did Triple H have a say in these cuts? I haven't heard anything like that. Do they keep B-Fab and Ashanti? I haven't heard about them being contacted yet. Whew. This sucks, man. Dolph Ziggler had the second most matches in WWE history. Only Kane has more. By the way, you missed my previous super chat. Buddy, tell me what it is. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them here, and I'm trying to track it down. Here you go. You say many of Nemeth's peers consider him if not the best workers of the generation. Selfishly, I feel this is an opportunity to remind the fans of that. If he wants, he can go to PWG and kill it, or AEW, or he can do something at Impact, or he can just be all over the place. KE775 says, you know, if Triple H was consulted or if this is like 2021 where they were done behind his back, we'll provide that information as we get it. I do not have that information. Van Twinblade says, Mustafa Ali deserves so much better in 8 months. I hope he's an indie king. Defy GCW progress on Black Label. Need to put him on speed dial. Yeah, I would love to see him beating up Shaza McKenzie in Black Label. Yankee said, could these budget cuts be happening because of Jade, Kyrie, and possible? No, not related to that. Not related to that. Don't want to put that responsibility on them. WWE versus WCW for life. Stay toxic. Says, I believe these cuts are a result of the merger, hoping those getting released have better opportunities. Thanks for your reporting, SRS. Yeah, it is because of the merger. It's directly related to that. Directly related to that. We are going to wrap up very, very shortly. Again, I'm going to do my best to stay on top of this. I do have a seminar to attend today, but Dakota says, what do you think goes into WWE choosing who and not to release? They clearly don't care if they're in a storyline or not. The vast majority were just not used on the main roster. I think that goes into it a lot. Happy Rachel Kate says, Sean, I know days like this always sucks. Curious as to your thoughts on a theory that due to the merger, talent who wanted out could leave. There are some names in this that you could imagine wanting to try their luck elsewhere. So that was a thing that a WWE talent brought up to me when I first heard about it. However, there are multiple people that I know asked for their release in the past that have not gotten that release as of right now. As of this moment, Grizzled Young Vets are still there. As of now, there's another talent who I told I wouldn't disclose their release as of yet or disclose their request for release as of yet because it was off the record. They told me on the record they have not been released. Joel Wood says, do you think these cuts are a one-time thing due to the merger? Do you get the impression it'll be a regular thing again? I wouldn't say that it's going to be a one-time thing. I don't think it's going to happen with the regularity that it happened in the past. I do think you're regularly going to see them cut bait with NXT talent that they're not using, though. Nick Nemeth versus Matt Cardona in a ladder match for at least one title. Book it. But seriously, it sucks seeing all this. It always does. Riley says, this sucks. The cuts are the worst part of pro wrestling. Hope Shelton goes to Impact or AEW, makes a good splash. Best wishes to those affected. Man, that guy, again, is the biggest like victim of creative. Just, meh. Shelton Benjamin, people like him don't grow on trees. Not only do they not grow on trees, you can fertilize the land, all that stuff. They don't grow, period. He's a special talent. What are the odds Ziggler joins AEW and tags with his brother? Could be a career renaissance for him. I think it's possible. I wouldn't say it's guaranteed, but I mean, also Ziggler can put on top level matches like him and Orange Cassidy put on a killer match. I think there's a lot of single stuff he could do, but it's very clear his brother wants him to do the tag thing. He made light of that. Any dream matches you would like to see for Ali and Dolph? Well, this is going to go for both of them. But Orange Cassidy is one. I'd love to see them both against Daniel Garcia and Lee Moriarty as well. Speedball Mike Bailey, Steve Macklin for both of them. Like, I'd love to see Macklin as a heel against Mustafa Ali as a babyface. Oh, give me that. Josh Alexander for both of them as well. I'm just talking about here in the States. States, too. Like, that would be really, really fun. Mike says, giving yourself and your buddies multi-million dollar bonuses, then firing the people who actually make the company more money is one of the many reasons I can never support Vince anymore. Yeah, definitely all the releases combined and then times two would not have been as much as one of those bonuses. Cal says, are the NXT cuts going to be the 6-month progression ones? I can't speak to that. I don't know. I just know they're going to be Performance Center cuts is what I was straight up told. RH says, I still love the killer matches Emma had versus Asuka, then wound up being released a few years ago. These folk need time and stories. Yes, it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you say nobody cares about them, they don't draw, they don't move merch, they don't sell tickets. Well, what does that matter if they're not built on TV? If they're not effectively built on TV, well, then no, of course not. Of course not. Mike the Jeweler says, F the E, they're making record money. Yet Vinny Mustache McMahon and TK Fuckos cutting people who would have been freaking amazing if given time. Good luck to all that have been let go. They'll do great. Thanks for all the work, SRS. Shoes, I will hit you up, Mike. I will hit you up, I promise. Yeah, it don't look good to announce the type of deal that you announced today with SmackDown and then be like, ah, well, you know what? We're cutting a bunch of people. We're going to cut a bunch of people whose contracts equate to probably less than 3% of the increase that you're getting on that deal. Not 3% of the deal, 3% of the increase annually. Do you know why Johnny and Candace have not been on TV? I do not. I know that there had been plans for Johnny at one point, but yeah. Give me Dolph versus Jay White. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Jay White as well. Oh boy. I mean, I think Ziggler, and I think Ziggler especially, can still carry some top of the card cachet in a new environment. Shelton possibly can. We'll see what his work is like. And Mustafa Ali, if built appropriately, can. And I think that would be very, very important for any company. It would be an infusion for Impact or AEW. Shelton versus AR Fox, Shelton versus Darby, Shelton versus Jack Perry. There's some incredible matches to have there. Yeah, I would love to see Shelton Benjamin like kind of brutalize Darby Allin. Mike says, any word on a deal with AEW and Max? See Max announcing sports yesterday. No, not yet. Not yet. And I would imagine that's the angle they're going. And it might be like, you know, like an NFL type of thing where they got to wait for the other stuff to sort of fall. Like where Patrick Mahomes renegotiated his deal after all the other deals got renegotiated. Joe Burrow signed his deal after everybody signed their deals as well. Disappointed for Emma and Top Dollar, who never got a true fair shot. That is very true. Would Vince actually be behind these cuts? He's got certainly some say. Certainly some say. Guys, we are wrapping up. If there are releases again throughout the day, I will be doing like a very late night stream. I will be back super, super late. Might slide onto the ROH show. I hate these days. I really hate these days. If you're watching this, do me a favor. Go out there, tweet something positive to these people. Tweet these people something that you liked about them, something you liked about their work. Even if you didn't like their work in totality, tweet them something you did like about their work. Make them feel good. And do that with anybody that loses their job, man. Say something nice to them. Help them out. Mark McQueen wraps us up and says, give me Dolph and some of the younger guys, Orange, Darby, Ute off the top of my head. Yes, please. It's a complete, there's a full roster of people they've never worked with, just like Edge, possibly heading to AEW. A lot of potential there. Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.